In 1978, Dan Blackwell put down anchor in Collingwood and has spent his time since giving back. Village Media spoke with Blackwell, 76, a retired marine engineer and volunteer with the Blue Mountain Squadron. Q. Where did you grow up?
A.
I grew up in Toronto. I sailed on the Pathfinder, which was built in 1963. I was on the dock when it came from Kingston.
Q.
Have you always been interested in boating and sailing? What is it about boating and sailing that appealed to you at a young age?
A.
I don't know. I guess it's a way of me being in control, fighting the elements.
Q.
How did you start your career?
A.
I went to George Brown College, before it was George Brown. Before, it was the Provincial Institute of Trades and Occupations. I took a 4-year program in marine engineering. I wanted to be an engineer on boats. I worked for various companies. My first as an engineer was with Shell on the Great Lakes and the East Coast. My program was a co-op program, so you went to school for 6 months and then worked for 6 months. I worked for shipping companies. I worked at Davie Shipyards. After that, Shell gave me that job as an engineer.
Q.
What brought you to Collingwood?
A.
I worked my way up and got my chief engineer's license. I was working at Kenyatta Center for Inland Waters in Burlington. A job came up with the Department for National Defense to be on the design team for what became the City-class frigate, but I had an appeal period. During that time, I got a call from the Department of Transportation for an interview. I told them I had the appeal period that lasted 10 days, and if I didn't hear from them about the job by then, I'd be going to the DND. 3 days later, I was offered the transportation job in Collingwood as a ship inspector. About 60% of our work was at the Collingwood shipyards, but our office was in the old post office building. I came here in March 1978.
Q.
What was the town like then?
A.
There were 11,000 people. It was an exciting time. We inspected all kinds of ships, passenger ships and cargo ships. I was an examiner of engineers, so we were an examination center.
Q.
You were recently given the Howard Peck Volunteer of the Year Award at the CanBoat Annual Conference. Can you tell me a bit about your volunteering?
A.
I've been a volunteer with the Canadian Power and Sail Squadron for 35 years. They're rebranding themselves as CanBoat. When I came here, I ran into this fellow Jim Kilger. He was a biology teacher at Collingwood Collegiate Institute. We both had boats, so we got to talking. He invited me to come to class during the winter. I've volunteered with the Blue Mountain Squadron ever since. It's a division of the Canadian Power and Sail Squadron, and we teach safe boating. It's been good. It's very rewarding. If you have a student that's having a little bit of trouble, sometimes all it takes is one word and you can see a light bulb come on. That's a reward for the year.
Q.
Why is it important for you to give back in this way?
A.
It's gone with my whole working life.
Q.
When did you retire?
A.
I retired in 2008. Then I went to teach at Georgian College in Owen Sound. I did a 1-week course in January, but I think that's probably the end of teaching.
Q.
How did it feel to get that Volunteer of the Year recognition?
A.
I was a little overwhelmed. It's a national award. It was very exciting.
Q.
How do you like to spend your spare time?
A.
Boats. I have a small sailboat down at the Collingwood Yacht Club. I used to be involved with the Legion, but I've stepped back a bit. I'm still involved in the Blue Mountain Squadron. I've been in charge of the squadron and the district.
Q.
Is there anything else you want people in Collingwood to know about you?
A.
I'm just an ordinary person. Anyone can be an ordinary person but still help others. It seems now, a lot of people don't want to be a member of something. They want to look at their phone and get the answers. If you're in a critical situation on a boat, you may not have cell phone coverage. You may not have electronic charts. A lot of what we teach is the basics to get you out of trouble, to burn it into the brain so it's there.